I've got some great news. Your drive just got 666 times bigger. You're going down.
No. Don't do it. I'm a virgin.
Ancient Jack 306 here on Soul FM.
Rant now, because I'm not happy.
Yeah, so you know, through the likes of Kiwis, you know, we've come up with pretty amazing things.
Such as Pavlova, Hungy, Mallow Puffs, Squiggles, Lewis Road Creamery.
Exactly, you know, that's just to name a few.
That's just to name a few.
And you know, also one of our biggest, you know, ever exports in New Zealand is the mighty Weet-Bix. Now, Jake,
sponsored by the All Blacks, and I'm not happy.
Tell us why you're not happy, mate.
Those bloody bastards from across the ditch are trying to claim the Weet-Bix as their own. Now, they've tried to claim so many other things that they can't get their hands on. They try to claim Lord, they've tried to claim our beautiful Pavlova, and now they're trying to claim our beautiful Weet-Bix. This is not cool, man.
I mean, I bloody love Weet-Bix. You know, I wake up in the morning, I know, and I have my Weet-Bix, you know, and I think, oh, what a time to be alive, you know, when New Zealand got their shit together finally and made such a beautiful product such as the Weet-Bix. And now, you know, our bloody neighbours over here, Australia, trying to claim it's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm appalled, man.
I'm very, very angry. It has been reported by an Aussie News website that Weet-Bix is going to be sold in China after it appeared in one of their TV shows. News Hub reported that sales of Weet-Bix soared over in China after the break. China? What? Oh, you know, they're still not. Never mind. In China, after the brekkie cereal featured in one of their TVs, so it's also the Chinese. That's what it's trying to say. So the Chinese and the bloody Aussies are trying to claim it.
No, so what it's saying is that the Chinese are trying to buy it off the Aussies,
yeah,
not knowing that it's obviously not Australians, it's New Zealand.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you know, first the war dance,
yeah,
and now the bloody Weet-Bix. It's like, what more do you want to rip off of our beautiful nation?
It's like I need somebody to lean on. Here's Major Lazer to lean on the Pulse of the Beat Never Stops. We're going to keep more on this topic coming up next.
Ruthless, reckless, dangerous, and most importantly, brown.
Oh, come on.
These fresh off the boat brown boys are your typical idiots who know how to crack a laugh. From spinning a yarn about the latest and greatest to roasting a bunch of idiots who are just idiots. So tune in to Luch and Jake from 3 to 6 on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
That was right. By 21 Pilots. Here on the Pulse, where the beat never stops. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luch and Jake. Hope you're having a beautiful afternoon. Current time is 25 past 4. And you know, we're going to stay on the topic that we're talking, that we're having a yarn about before. Now, it's very, very sad. Very sad. I don't like this.
It is a sad day for New Zealand and our nation here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have been robbed again.
They've been trying to rob us for years and years. Those bloody Aussies over the ditch. Try to bloody take our bloody Maldives too for the job work ethic.
Yeah, you know, the Aussies are a lot cheaper than New Zealand and pays good money.
Yes.
But now, something that they're going to be paying the Chinese a lot of good money for one of our own products.
Yep, the bloody Aussies, again, what we were talking about before, the bloody Aussies are trying to take our Weet-Bix. Now, we thought it was obvious that Weet-Bix was a Kiwi breakfast treat, but the Herald discovered that on the Sanitarium website for both the Kiwi and the Aussie sites, they have a very, very vague history of the brand, with both sites telling a bit of a different story. So the Australian website says the company's first baker, Edward Halsey, began preparing the very first Sanitarium products in 1898, and he was driven to improve health in Australia. While the New Zealand site says in December of 1900, Edward Halsey, a Seventh-day Adventist and baker trained at the Battle Creek Sanitarium, came to New Zealand to prepare healthy food for a small health home. So there's a little bit of a...
Yeah, it's a bit of a misunderstanding. And you know what we actually should do?
What?
Is we should go down and investigate at Sanitarium and you know, get them to set their story straight.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty convinced that the Weet-Bix was created and, you know, branded and, you know, endorsed here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never heard of Weet-Bix being a big thing in, you know, in old Aussie.
Yeah.
But now that, you know, now that this big story comes out, of course they're going to be pricks and be like, oh, you know, it's ours.
They can have the cheap one.
Yeah, the home brand. Yeah, or the Pams, you know, the ones that I usually buy because it's like $4 cheaper. But that's not the point.
No.
Besides the point is that we, you know, Weet-Bix is ours. And,
you
know, it was like last time when they were like, oh, you know, the Kiwi came from Australia and, you know, somehow made its way to New Zealand. I mean, that's a bunch of bollocks.
Yep. It also says here that, Wikipedia, so don't ever listen to Wikipedia.
Yeah, don't always
trust
Wikipedia.
If you're trying to do an essay or write a speech, do not use Wikipedia.
Double check yourself.
Yeah.
Before you wreck yourself.
That's just too kaka. Anyway, but it says here, according to Wikipedia, it seems as if the breakfast treat we always assumed was rightfully ours.
Yeah, exactly.
Was in fact first made on Aussie shores.
Oh.
But that's Wikipedia. You can't trust Wikipedia.
Yeah, but even if that's the point, how long after? Because, you know, it could have been made there.
Yeah.
But it could have been brought. I mean, a Kiwi could have made it in the old Aussie.
A Kiwi could have made it over there, brought it back here.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, don't trust Wikipedia, and definitely don't trust Sanitarium.
Exactly. Hey, do you like the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I bloody love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, here's Red Hot Chili Peppers with Dark Necessities. Here's On The Pulse where the beat never stops.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unworldly.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unnatural.
The power of Christ compels you.
And destructive.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
I want to play a game.
The power of Christ compels you.
Luch and Jake, 3 to 6 here on Soul FM.
Yeah, you're here on The Pulse, sorry about that. That was Kiss the Sky by, who's that guy that sings really loud? Jason Derulo, that's his name. Anyway, that was Jason Derulo.
With Kiss the Sky.
Here on The Pulse where the beat never stops. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luch and Jake. Hope you're having a beautiful afternoon. Now, this is our official last show that we've...
I mean, it's official, but it... You know, clearly doesn't state
because we'll probably be back next week.
Yeah, probably, but you know, according to the contracts.
Yeah, but you know
that's
what?
That's
the bond, but we don't really care because you know we're the two ruthless, vicious mongrels.
Yeah,
who don't care, and we'll just probably come back next week.
So, you know, since it is our last day, we've got a last useless fact of the day.
Yep.
Because you know we actually forgot that, you know, it was our last show, and you know we didn't make the other one as important as it should be. So, this one's for all you stoners out there.
Yeah, and people who love to breastfeed in public.
Yeah, you know, and people who love titties as well. Breast milk contains substances closely related to marijuana. Imagine that. You know, you're just sucking on a titty and you get blazed.
Would you? Oh?
Imagine that.
So, like, you're just like, you know, you're chilling there, you or... know. Yeah, one night stand,
you know, you're an infant, you know, you're getting your nutrients.
What happens to that poor baby? He gets stoned.
Yeah, he gets stoned.
He gets high off his chops.
You know, he gets high as a kite. Have you ever, were you breastfed as a kid?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was. Were you?
Yeah, but I don't remember much, so I don't know if I was stoned.
That's probably the reason why you don't remember. That's probably why most babies don't remember anything.
Probably because we have too much titty milk.
Too much titty milk got us high.
Exactly.
Exactly. Too true.
That was pretty scary.
Did we just mindfuck ourselves?
We pretty much just did.
We're going to go to a break because that's just too crazy. This is Too Good featuring Rihanna and Drake here on The Pulse with the beat never stops because my mind's blowing right now.
Same.
Ruthless. Reckless. Dangerous. And most importantly, brown.
Oh, come on.
These fresh off the boat brown boys are your typical idiots who know how to crack a laugh. From spinning a yarn about the latest and greatest to roasting a bunch of idiots who are just idiots.
Knowing as you got
So tune in to Luch and Jake from 3 to 6 on Soul FM. Let's get it on. You girl, reason that my heartbeat be hit the bell.